going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can follow me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. This is Sports Ethos presentation, and if you're not already following us on Twitter, I highly recommend two Twitter accounts. One is Ethos Wagering, ETHOS Wagering. You get our daily free pick there. You'll get thoughts, comments, updates throughout the day on various sporting events that we see, we like, we don't like, we have comments or thoughts on. And then if you're a fantasy basketball fan, you should be following Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition. Provides more analysis as well. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. All right. So for Wednesday, February 2nd, decent slate of games in the NBA and college basketball and five in the NHL. I'll do a quick recap from yesterday. In the NBA, I went 1-2, and NCAA went 4-0, so 5-2 overall. And I was up 2.8 units. Would have been a monster day had it not been for the San Antonio Spurs. Started as underdogs, and then when Golden State announced that they were sitting basically everybody out, it flipped to San Antonio -4, and I still thought that was a great deal. It was one of my plays on the show yesterday. And they basically played against the Warriors' backups. They were down Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Iguodala. Someone else was out as well for them. And the Spurs were up, I think, 17 early in the fourth quarter. They were up 17 points. I had pretty much put the check mark beside that game. And doesn't Golden State come back and beat them by 4 points? An ugly, ugly, ugly display yesterday. But like anything, you need to learn from, not mistakes, but you need to learn from things, especially in sports wagering. And one thing you need to learn from a game like that is there's no such thing as a lock in pro sports and any, and really even amateur sports when you're college sports when you're betting. But when you get to the pro level, you know, Golden State sits all their best players. San Antonio's been an inconsistent team, but they've had some good wins. It's at San Antonio, should be a slam dunk, no pun intended, win. But just goes to show you, even guys on the bench in the NBA are legitimate basketball players and have the ability to step up. And they did. So anytime you hear anybody spouting off about a lock, a guaranteed win, a five-unit bet, bet of the year, you really need to ignore that stuff. Because that was what I thought was probably one of the easiest plays of the year so far. And it looked like it. San Antonio was rolling early in the fourth quarter. And they just laid an egg. I think they ended up scoring about 12, 14 points the entire quarter. So nothing is a lock. Learn from your losses. Enjoy your wins. And don't bet on the San Antonio Spurs again, Doug. Anyways, Moving on to tonight in the association, 9 games. A good lineup, a couple interesting games. Start off in Indiana, where the Orlando Magic are 3.5 point underdogs, total 225.5. I'm actually on this game. Now, Indy's missing Sabonis, which definitely hurts. But my model has them as a little more than 5 point favorites. I don't know that it should be coming down that far. Orlando has been fairly consistent, inconsistent. They are 5-18 on the road overall, but they're 1-8 in their last 9. So not playing well at all on the road. They've had a few decent road home wins recently, but 1-8 in their last 9 is not a good stretch. Indy's 13-13 at home, so not exactly a dominant force. I just think they're the better team, and I think they should be able to cover this 3.5 point spread. Next game of the night sees the crumbling Washington Wizards traveling to Philadelphia. This is the Wizards' second game on a back-to-back, both road games. Philly is favored by 10.5. The total is 211.5. My model is right on that total number, so I'm not touching that. I have Bradley Beal is out for Washington, and Bryant, not that he's a huge factor in that crazy three-man center rotation they have, but he's out as well. I think Philly wins this game easy. I just have a hard time laying 10.5 points. Just a little, the line isn't fishy. It's just too big. I would be more content if I could lay 6-7 points with Philly, then I'd be on it. But laying 10.5, even against Washington, who I think is about to start a downward spiral, I think 10.5 is just too much. The next game is the second game I'm on in the NBA. Charlotte travels to Boston. Boston are 6-point home favorites, 223.5 is a total. I've got Boston as about a 1 or 2 point favorite. So laying 6, I'm quite happy to take Charlotte. Now, Hayward's out for Charlotte. But other than that, they've been playing fairly well lately. Overall, they're 14-15 on the road, but they're 6-2 in their last 8. They've won at Denver, at Philly, and they actually beat Boston but a couple weeks ago. In January 19th at Boston, they won 111-102. These two teams also played at Charlotte earlier in the year, October 25th, and the Celtics won in overtime 140-129. So I think Charlotte can keep this game close. I don't think Charlotte wins, but Boston's been wildly inconsistent, home and away. And laying 6, I don't ever feel comfortable laying 6 points with the Celtics. And I think Charlotte's been playing well. They've proven that they're playing well on the road lately, some good wins over the last month and a half. And I think they should be able to cover this. I would, if I had to lay a money line, I'd probably lean Boston. But at 6 points, I'm happy to take the 6 with the Hornets on the road. And those are the only two games I'm on in the NBA. But we'll quickly go through the schedule. Memphis travels to New York to play the Knicks. Memphis opened 3.5 point favorites, is now 4. Total 217. I like Memphis in this game. Adams is out. Dillon is still out. I think Memphis wins. And it's a decent line, but my model's at 3.5, so it's right on my number. I'm not going to play it. Cleveland then travels to Houston to face the struggling Rockets. Cleveland is a 5-point favorite, total 219. Garland is out and Markkanen is out. So they may have some problems with the guard play. Not problems, but on the road, I think laying 5 is a couple too many. They're the better team. They should win. Houston's been struggling. But I'm just not comfortable laying 5 with Cleveland. I may get there, but I don't think it will. The next game of the night is in Dallas. Oklahoma City travels to Dallas. The Mavs are 12-point favorites, totals 206. That's pretty much right. My number is 208, so a little too close in the total. 12 points is just too many to lay. Porzingis is out, Hardaway's out for Dallas. Other than that, both teams are fairly healthy. My model has Dallas around 6 or 7. So I'm considering OKC, but they've just been struggling lately, and Dallas has been playing well, especially at home. So probably 3 or 4 points too many. I may look to OKC later in the evening, but probably off this game. Brooklyn is on the back-to-back, both road games out west. They travel to Sacramento. Brooklyn is a 4.5-point favorite, total 232.5. De'Aaron Fox may be back for Sacramento, which is a boost, but Kyrie should be playing hard. If Harden doesn't play and his line stays here, I may consider Sacramento, but I think Brooklyn should be able to win this game, especially Kyrie will be playing. Well, he should be playing. It's on the road. And even if it's a back-to-back. And Harden, there was some question about him earlier in the day, but I think he'll be playing as well. Denver, in the second game of a back-to-back for them as well, on the road, travels to Utah, where Utah's 3.5-point favorite. Total is 220.5. For Utah, Gobert is out, Mitchell's out, Clarkson is questionable. And for Denver, all these guys are questionable: Jokic, Gordon, and Cousins. Now, Jokic wasn't supposed to play yesterday. It was actually on the T-Wolves, and then he did play, and the T-Wolves still covered, so I was quite happy with that. But this is a long road trip back-to-back. They may rest him. So watch that closer to game time. If he does get rested, if he does rest, I think that line's probably going to 5, 5.5 in favor of Utah. But too many question marks in that game for me to be on. The last game of the night is in LA. Portland travels to play the Lakers. Lakers are 4-point favorites. Total's 223. Like always in the Lakers, the big guy, the two big guys are questionable. Davis is probable. LeBron is doubtful. On Portland's side, Nance is out. Lillard is obviously still out. Nurkic is probable. So a lot of question marks in this game. I may look at this later. I've got the Lakers at about 6.5-point favorites and total around 220, so I'm not on the total. But if Davis is in for sure, I may look to take them at -4, but right now I'm not on that game. So only two games in the association. On to the NCAA, 44 games and some fantastic games. Arkansas travels to Georgia at 7 p.m. This probably won't be a great game. Georgia is a funny team. They're 10.5-point. They're at home and 10.5-point underdogs. If I had to, I'm not on this game, but I would lean Georgia just because laying 10.5 on the road in the SEC seems like a lot to me. Arkansas is a better team, should win, but I would be on the, I'd be on Georgia. We also have Butler traveling to Xavier. The X-Men are 11-point favorites at home against Butler. Total is 131. I'm not on this game. I would probably lean Butler. Xavier is the better team. Xavier should win easy and could cover this easy. But again, 11 points on the road is a little too steep. I'd be comfortable laying 7 or 8, but not going to get there, so avoiding this game. The first game I am on, Drake, is at Indiana State. And Drake is... Drake's been playing well. I think they're first or second in the Missouri Valley. Straight up, they're second. Straight up, their records are Drake 16-6. They are second in the Missouri Valley. Indiana State is 9-11. They are ninth. But what's interesting is against the spread, Drake is 5-14. Indiana State's 9-7-1. So Drake, for the last couple of years, have been against the spread machines to the positive, and this year they're really struggling. I think what's interesting in this game, and I think this allows Indiana State potentially to keep this close, is from three-point land, Indiana State is not great. They're only ranked number 240 in the country. They hit 32.3 of the shots. But Drake is only 232 in defending. So they're not a good defending team. And for some reason, Indiana State, this might be why you're sitting in ninth in the Missouri Valley, but 46.2% of their shots are from beyond the arc. So that's the 27th most in the country. They shoot the 27th most three-point shots in the country. Not shots, but percentage of their shots are the 27th most in the country. Strange stat for a team that isn't that good at it. Well below average. But the point is, they shoot them, and they shoot them a lot. And Drake can't defend them very well. So I think they have the ability to score. I don't think Indiana State wins. It is a home game. I don't think they're going to win. But I think they should be able to cover. From two-point range, also, Indiana State comes in 60th in the country, whereas Drake is 102nd in the country. So better from 3 points, better from 2 points. And effective field goal percentage, they're both pretty decent at this, which surprised me how close this was. Drake is 51.7%, which is 109th in the country, and Indiana State's 51.1%, 123rd in the country. So above average, not great, but definitely above average. I just think that this is really call on Drake's inability to cover. Now they're on the road. I think they win. I think they win by 2 or 3. So quite happy to take the 4.5 points with Indiana State. Moving along, we have Florida State traveling to Clemson. Everybody seems to be on Clemson in this game. Clemson is -2.5 at home. 137.5 is the total. Everybody's been on Clemson in the media, it seems. They're playing well. A couple big wins lately. Gave Duke a run a couple weeks, about 10 days ago. And Florida State was playing well, but seems to hit a bit of a road bump. I'm not on this game. I can't pick a side here. At first, when I saw this come out, I thought Florida State dug into it a little more. They're on the road, ACC. Too many questions here. Should be a good game, but too many questions. The next game I am is LaSalle at George Washington. Not exactly a battle in the Atlantic 10, considering George Washington sits 12th and LaSalle sits 13th. Their records, GW is 7-12, LaSalle is 6-12 overall. But what's interesting, against the spread, George Washington is 12-6, whereas LaSalle is 7-10-1. So George Washington is a 1-point favorite at home, and I'm on GW at home. In the conference, LaSalle is 1-7, and in A-10 play, George Washington is 3-4. So they've had some decent wins.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At home as well, they beat George Mason at home, they beat Fordham, they lost a close one to Dayton at home, whereas LaSalle on the road is 1-5, so they're 1-7 in the conference, 1-5 on the road, and where they really struggle is from beyond the arc. And I think this is an interesting matchup because they for these two teams, LaSalle hits 31.2% of their three-point shots, which is 283rd in the country, so well below average, but George Mason defends really well. They only give up 30% of three-point shots, which is 35th best in the country. So LaSalle's not very good at it, but GW is very good at defending it. And that could be the difference. It's only a one-point spread at home. I'm on the home favorite. And I think, you know, a couple less three-point shots hit by LaSalle. And I think that's could be the difference in the game. So I actually think George could win this by 3 or 4. So happy to take the 1 point line. We got the Fighting Irish and Notre Dame heading to Miami. Miami is a 4.5 point favorite, total 141.5. I'd be on the Hurricanes here. Notre Dame has had some good games. They tend to play better this year at home, and Miami has been looking pretty good. So I'm not on this game. It's a little large. You know, I'd be happy to take Miami 3, 3.5, but a 4.5, it's a fade for me, but definitely on the Hurricanes in this game. The next game I was considering, Pittsburgh at Wake Forest. Wake is a 12-point favorite, and the total is 137. I was looking at the, and I still may look at the under 137. Both teams, Pittsburgh's not good offensively, and Wake's been playing very well, but both teams are quite good defensively. So I think Wake gets up in this. It doesn't necessarily put the brakes on, but isn't going to keep pressing. But Pittsburgh's going to keep working hard on defense. So I actually think this is a good under. It's more of a lean for me right now, under the 137. But I'm probably be on it. The more and more I looked at this, I did like it. When I looked at the three point shooting, for example, Wake hits a third of their shots, exactly a third of their shots, which is number 187 in the country. Pittsburgh's D is number 164. So it should be able to slow it down a little. I mean, above average, but not fantastic. On the flip side of that, Pitt only hits 29.8% of their 3-point shots, which is number 320. And Wake is the 77th best team defending against the 3-point shot. From 2-point land, Pitt only hits 45.9, which is number 304 in the country. And Wake defends very well there. Well, 35th best team defending against a 2-point shot. So I don't expect Pitt to put up a whole pile of points. They're not good at inside the arc or outside the arc. And Wake is good at defending both. So I'm probably going to be on the one under 137. I'm going to see if that moves before game time, but I think I like that. The next game is Purdue at Minnesota. Purdue comes in 11-point favorites, total 140.5. And this is a play on Minnesota at home. It is tough to beat Minnesota at the barn, and I think it's tough to beat them by 11 points in Big Ten play. Purdue, we all know about Purdue. They're a fantastic team with their two big men and Jaden Ivey. But Minnesota's been playing pretty well. They had lost three of their top four scorers for about a week to COVID protocols. So they're all back. When you look at offensive adjusted efficiency, Purdue is the best team in the country, but Minnesota's number 74. So still well above average. Defensive adjusted efficiency, Purdue's number 82. Minnesota's 124. Again, well above average. And when it comes to turnover percentage on offense, Minnesota does not turn the ball over. They're the 8th best team in the country, whereas Purdue is still good, but they're the 68th best. And then when it comes to just pure 3-point shooting, Minnesota shoots 35.4%, which is 84th in the country. Purdue's defense is 32.7, so 133rd in the country. So Minnesota is a decent 3-point shooting team. Purdue is slightly above average defending. On the flip side of that, you've got Purdue, who hits 41.2%, which is number 3 in the country. However, Minnesota is the 17th best team in the country defending against the 3-ball. So what has been a huge asset for Purdue, it'll be a challenge because Minnesota can defend that. And I think that right there is why this is probably should be a 7.5-point spread maybe for Purdue. So I like Purdue to win, but I like them to win probably by single digits. The barn is a tough place to play, so I'm happy to be on Minnesota grabbing those 11 points. Going down, there's a few other interesting games. Vanderbilt is at Kentucky. Kentucky's 14.5-point favorite. 141.5 is the total. Probably won't be much of a game, but I think it's Jamal Mashburn Jr. really wanted to go to Kentucky. He ended up settling at Vandy, so maybe a bit of revenge will be on his mind as he travels to play the Wildcats. I see Kentucky winning. Probably by double digits. 14.5 is too much for me to lay, but I definitely see them winning that game. As we go down the board a little further, another game I like is Dayton at VCU. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be on this, but this is basically the under, 121. Both teams playing very, very good defense. 121 is a low number, but VCU, especially at home, is strong. They're 4-point favorites. I looked at that, stayed away from the total, or pardon me, the side, but definitely like the 121 under. Georgia Tech travels to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is 10.5-point favorite. 131 is the total. I like Va Tech here, but not laying 10.5 points. Georgia Tech has been a bit of a mess this year, but I don't think an ACC game like this, they should be laying 10.5 points. So if this were 8 or 9, I'd be on Va Tech, but at 10.5, I'm going to pass. Scrolling down, we've got a couple late games that I do like. Well, 9 o'clock, Oklahoma State travels to Kansas State. K-State's 2-point favorite, 132 is a total. This is a tough one for me to call. I like Oklahoma State, but traveling to Kansas State, Oklahoma State has been inconsistent. I'm not sure the Cowboys will be able to bring it here. So total's only 132. I could see this game going over, maybe a high 130. So maybe I lean to the over. And if I had to pick a side, I'd probably choose Kansas State. Syracuse is at NC State. NC State is -1.5, total 151. Not on this game. Syracuse can put up an 80 spot. Syracuse can put up a 50 spot. So who knows what game are they going to bring? They've got the Boeheim brothers. and then not a lot else. So when they're on, they could easily beat NC State, but their supporting cast is going to have to score a few points somehow. So not on this game. 151 total. I'd probably lean to the under at Syracuse. They score a lot on the road. 151 is a big number, even if it's a close game. I can't see. If I had to lean, I would lean the under the 151. The last two games of the night I am on, Wisconsin travels to Illinois in a Big Ten battle. Illinois is favored by 6.5 points, total 136.5. I'm actually on Wisconsin at +6.5 and under the 136.5. Both these teams are very efficient on both sides of the ball. As far as KenPom's adjusted offensive efficiency, Illinois is number 21, Wisconsin's number 36. Flip that over to the defensive side, Illinois is number 26 in the country, Wisconsin's number 40. So you have two very efficient offenses, you have two very efficient defenses. And this game is going to come down to, four players in my opinion, but basically how good will Johnny Davis play for Wisconsin? He can carry that team in the back, and he can, I think, beat any team or keep any game close. So laying 6.5 points against Johnny Davis, I know it's on the road, but I'm a little hesitant to do that. And then the other factors will be Kofi Coburn, Illinois' big man, against the two big men on Wisconsin. Now, Coburn stands 7 feet tall, listed at 285, and Wisconsin will counter. They won't be able to stop him, but they will counter with Stephen Crowell. He's a sophomore, 7 feet, 234. And Chris Vogt, who doesn't play quite as much, but he'll be able to spell him. He's a 7 foot senior at 257. So Coburn had a challenge against Purdue when they put their two big men, and I'm not comparing Purdue's two big men to Wisconsin's, because Purdue's two big guys are elite. But I got a feeling Wisconsin will try to keep the ball in Johnny Davis's hands and put the two big guys on Coburn as much as they can. Now, when they played Purdue, what I was getting at, Illinois had a challenge because Coburn got into foul trouble. He ended up fouling out in a game that I think Purdue went on to win in overtime. But I think the way you slow down Illinois is to put big men like that on Coburn. Not to stop him, but you almost need two so that you can try and get him into some foul trouble. You can try have at least one big man on the floor all the time to slow him down a little. And that's why I'm on the under. 136.5, Big Ten game, very good offenses, but very good defenses. I think there'll be scoring, but not a ton. And if Coburn can be limited at all, and Johnny Davis can do his Johnny Davis things, I think Wisconsin has the ability to cover. Not win, but cover. I see Illinois winning by this by, 3 to 5 points, but like Wisconsin to be able to stay in this game. Then the last game of the night, which is arguably the best game, is Villanova travels to Marquette looking for a little redemption. These teams met January 19th with Marquette at Villanova, with Marquette pulling out a 57-54 win. So, Nova's favored by 4.5 points tonight. 132.5 is the total. And I'm on Marquette at +4.5. I don't actually think Marquette wins, but the way they've been playing, the swagger they have, that place is going to be rocking and in Milwaukee. And I think they're going to be up for the task again. I mean, Villanova plays very slow. The interesting thing here, you want to contrast in styles. As far as pace, Marquette's the 7th fastest team in the country. And out of 358 schools, Villanova is 350th. So I think at home, with Shaka Smart trying to get the pace going, I don't think Villanova will crumble. I'd actually think Villanova will win this game. But I think Marquette has the ability, A, to pull up the upset. I mean, the money line's +170. There's definitely some value there. But I think they have I don't think they'll win, but I think they have the ability at home to cover the 4.5 points. Some interesting stats that I looked at, though. As far as three-point shooting, Marquette hits 35% of their shots, which is number 99 in the country. Villanova defends very well. They're the 54th best team defending the three ball. And the flip side of that, Villanova hits 36.6% of theirs, which is 45th best in the country. And Marquette is the 63rd best team at defending. So I think there'll be some limit on points. As you saw last time, the game total was 111. Tonight, the game is 132.5. I looked at that under. Villanova plays slow, and when they're doing well, they don't score a ton. I'm actually still debating going under 132.5, and I think the ability for both teams to defend against the three ball could limit the scoring. But right now, I'm just on Marquette +4.5. Overall, Villanova 16-5, but in the Big East, they're 9-2. They won 9 of 10, that only loss being against Marquette. Marquette's 15-7, 7-4 in a Big Ten, but they've won 6-7, and they're really rolling. So, again, I'm on Marquette, not to win, but to cover that 4.5 points. In the NHL, as we lead up to the All-Star break, a few good games. I like the Oilers. I'm not on the game, but the Oilers are traveling to Washington. Washington pulled off a big win yesterday over Pittsburgh. You can get the Oilers at minus 120, and Washington had an even money, basically, plus 100. If I had to pit, I think the value is in Washington. I think that I can see them winning two in a row. Edmonton has finally woken up and playing better, but I would be on the Washington side here. The Kraken travel through the island. The Kraken are plus 180. You can get the Islanders at minus 220. You'd have to take the Islanders here, but at minus 220, there's not a lot of value in that line. The Kings travel to Detroit as minus 135 favorites. You can get the Red Wings at plus 115. I don't like betting against the Wings at home. They're young. They get the crowd into it, and they get going. But I'd have to take the Kings. I would lean toward the Kings here at minus 135. You've got the Flames as the Calgary Flames as the biggest favorite at the night, minus 300 traveling to Arizona. You can get Arizona plus 240. Not touching this game. Not going to lay 3-1 with the Flames. And then the Wild. This is the one game I'd probably be on, but it just, even though Wilder minus 165 at the Chicago Blackhawks plus 140. Who you can get from plus 145. The Wild are playing well. They're a good road team. Chicago is not a good team right now. But laying 165 is a little steep for me. So five games in the NHL. I really like that first one. The Oilers and the Caps. That should be a fun one to watch. I'd be on the Caps if I had to lean one way or the other. Before I get going, though, I do want to mention one of our new partners here at Ethos is Thrive Fantasy, T-H-R-I-V-E. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. You can use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest games every night, score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night share the nightly prize. If you want some more info on props, some insight, you can check out our Ethos DFS team. We've got a podcast for basketball on that. You get a lot of great advice. Again, the code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. And quickly before I go, I want to remind everybody to check out manscaped.com for 20% off your order there. Use the code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, 20, 2-0, at manscaped.com. Get 20% off your order and free shipping. And also our buddies at mybookie.ag, a great sports book. If you're looking to get a sports book, use the code HOOPBALL on the third page at sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there. So lots of action in the NBA, some great NCAA games, couple good games on the ice, pre-All-Star break. And hope everybody has a fun night watching sports. Hope you're a winner. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's FORHERS.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.